Daddy, what are you doing? What book are you reading? What's that? Is that the one with the, and you know, Katniss and the Girl on Fire and Bread Boy and the competition where everybody dies? Okay. So what's this one about? Why would anyone want to read about him? He's so cruel. Ooh, it's his backstory. Okay, I can see where people would be curious about how he turned out to be the president man and how the Hunger Games came into being. And I can imagine he would have been a kid when they started, right? You just got this in the mail yesterday and you're already like halfway through. How do you read so fast? Well, I got my Matilda book ages ago and I'm not even halfway through yet. I know. I try to read a little every day, but you're distracting. Yes, you. Well, yesterday, someone decided that we should canoodle instead of letting me read my book before bedtime. Oh, you don't know who that could have been? Oh, I'm not complaining. You know I like it when Daddy decides it's playtime. I'm at the part where the Trunchable makes that poor boy, Brucey eat that cake. I mean, in the movie it looks really nice for a cake, all chocolatey and gooey and delicious. But then when the chef lady brings it out, the Trunchable says that her blood and sweat went into it, and the lady wipes her nose with her hand. Oh, it's so gross. Yeah. But the descriptions in the book are worse. I mean, they're good. I mean, they're really good because Roald Dahl is a genius and his books are great. But they paint such a vivid picture in your head that it's hard to want to eat chocolate cake again after reading it. You know what I mean? I'm curious to see what's different in the book. As much as I can tell so far, the movie stuck pretty close to the book. I mean, for one, their casting choices were incredible. Like, Danny DeVito is the actual perfect person to play Mr. Wormwood. And I've loved Mara Wilson in, like, everything she was in. Yeah, well, she was a little bit older than me when Miracle on 34th Street came out. No, the remake, where she's the little girl. You want me to go get my book? Is that so you can keep reading? I see right through you. A challenge? What kind of challenge? So if I can read my book quietly until you finish your chapter, I win? But what exactly do I win? I get to choose what to have for dinner? Even if it's ice cream? Okay, you got a deal. All right, I got my book, I got my blanket, my water bottle. Can I at least cuddle up next to you? Do you want some of my blanket? I can share it with you. I'll always share with you. Sharing is caring. Don't pull too much. Because now my feet are cold. I should just cuddle closer to you. I could do that. Can I put my head in your lap? I promise I'll be good and read my book. Okay. Daddy, when I'm done with my book, could we maybe watch the movie together? Really? I would really, really like that. I haven't seen it since maybe middle school. We watched it at a sleepover once. I remember that this girl Claudia was really excited because her brother did shot put for track, like the Trunchbull. So she explained to us that what that meant when this part came up. Right, I'm reading now, I promise. Daddy, just one more thing, and then I promise I'll read and leave you alone so you can find out what happened to the president man. Thank you for snuggling with me. Yeah, I like that we can sit on the couch and cuddle and do our own thing, but do it together. And I love that you're making circles on my back with your fingertips. It feels really good. It's really relaxing. Daddy. No, I swear. It's just one more teeny thing. Promise. I love you.